Today I want to share with you some things about how you can begin to start letting God flow through you to minister to other people. Hopefully by this time you've already been ministered to and God's done some great things in your life and now you have the power and the anointing of God in you, but how do you get it out of you to other people? Being able to communicate the power and the grace of God to other people is really a necessity if you want to go on to the highest level of relationship with God. Because God didn't save you just for you personally, but also to make you a blessing. Now, if there had been nobody else, if there had been nothing else to do, God loved you enough that He would have expended all of that effort on just you. But it's not only limited to you. God also wants to bless other people through you. So how do you get this power of God manifest flowing out to other people? Well, there's a number of scriptures that we can start with. One that I'd like to begin with is out of Philemon chapter 1 and verse 6. And in that passage of scripture, he's praying for Philemon, and he says, I pray that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing within you in Christ Jesus. To me, the very first step in having this power of God flow through you to other people is that you have to be full yourself. You have to acknowledge these things, and you need to have them functional and working on the inside of you. And so the way your faith becomes effective in dealing with other people is by you, first of all, acknowledging the good things that are on the inside of you. You can't give away what you don't have. But once you know that you have these things on the inside of you, some of it will just automatically begin to happen. You'll just begin to share with other people, show them your excitement, give testimonies of what God's done in your life, and automatically some people will be helped. But there are other things that you can do that'll help you to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and let God release Himself through you. One of those things I'd like to point out is found here in 1 John chapter 4. In verses 7 and 8, it says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now, there's so much that I could say on this, and again, if you would read this all in its context, it would make it even more powerful, because basically all of 1 John is talking about that if we say that we really love God and don't love people whom we're around, well, then it's not really God's love on the inside of us. If you are truly walking with the Lord, then God is loving you. You're experiencing that love, and that love will flow through you to other people. God is love. And he that doesn't walk in love doesn't really know God, because God is love. Now, here's another application of this. You can say this, that any time you feel love flow out of you towards another person, then that's God flowing out of you towards another person. Now, that needs to be qualified, because today our world says, you know, I love my wife, I love my dog, and I love ice cream all in the same breath. And hopefully you love all of those things in a different way. In the Greek language, there were actually four words for love, and this is talking about the highest form of love, what the Greek called agape love, God's kind of love. And this is talking about that supernatural God kind of love. So I do need to make that distinction, that you need to recognize there's a difference between just attraction towards somebody, a desire for somebody, and this supernatural high form of God's kind of love. But whenever you discern God's love flow out of you towards somebody else, it's not self-serving. You could verify this by looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And in verses 4 through 8, it gives you qualifications of God's kind of love, and it isn't envious. It's not selfish. It's not self-serving. It isn't easily provoked, etc., all of these kind of things. You need to analyze what you're calling love and make sure that it's really God's love, that it's not selfish. It's not self-serving. You don't just love this person because of what they can advantage you. But as you grow in this and you literally begin to discern God's kind of love, then when you feel God's love flow through you for somebody else, what that is, that's God. That's God moving. And so once you discern the love of God flowing through you for some person, all you got to do is just follow it with some word of encouragement. Do something. Like there are times that I've actually been praying and a person comes to my mind that I hadn't thought of. There is no reason for this to happen, but it just was like supernatural. And I mean a God kind of love and compassion went out. I felt compassion for this person. And I've learned just to call that person up or write them a letter or say something. And nearly every single time that person will write me back and say, boy, that was God speaking through you to me, and God touched my life through this. And you know how all of that happened? It happened by me just sensing this love, this godly compassion flowing out of me towards other people. And when I feel that, now I recognize that that's not just me. It's God. God is love. And when I love other people, it's God loving other people through me. I had an example of this happen one time in a little church in Pritchett, Colorado. I was a pastor of that church, and I had a woman come who I'd never seen before. Her and her husband were in the service. I'd never seen them. I didn't know anything about them. But the whole time I was standing up ministering, it was like I just was drawn to this woman. She didn't outwardly look like she was depressed. There wasn't anything in the physical to clue me in. But in my heart, I just felt a sympathy and a compassion for this woman. I knew she was struggling and that she was really hurt. And so I just felt this love and compassion flow out of me towards her. So finally, at the end of the service, I just called her out and I said, would you come up here and God has a word for you? I didn't know anything I was going to tell her. It's not like the Lord had already told me what to say to her, but I could feel this compassion flowing. And I've learned that when you feel that God kind of love and compassion flow out of you, that that's God trying to minister to a person. And He'll always minister through some of the gifts of His Spirit. Some of the things like a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a discerning of spirits, a prophecy or something. And so I just, based on that compassion alone, I asked this woman to come forward. And it's a long story, but basically I prophesied many things to her about how she was discouraged and how she had lost someone and she was bereaved. And I found out later that her teenage son had just died of leukemia just a few months before this. And anyway, as I was ministering to her, I said, one of the things that's caused confusion in your life is because you thought God allowed this, but God didn't do it. I said, God is not the one that's caused this grief in your life. It's the destroyer. It's the destroyer that has done these things. And I kept emphasizing that word, destroyer. Well, after the service was over, she came up, told me about her teenage son dying of leukemia. They had thought that God placed this leukemia on him and that God was actually responsible. But just about a month before the son's death, as he drove into their little town, he looked up and he saw in a vision a demonic power over that town. And he cried out to God and he said, what is this? And he says, it's the destroyer. It's a demonic power that's killing you and these other people, and it's not me. They just didn't have enough depth, enough maturity in the Word of God to actually apply that. He went in and told his parents about it, but they didn't do much with it. And so anyway, the boy went on to die. But it was a tremendous encouragement to her when I told her exactly what was going on in her life, even used these exact words. And you know how all of that got started? It was through feeling this love, the divine flow of God's kind of love. When you feel the love of God flow out of you, then that's God. This is the way that Jesus ministered. In Matthew chapter 14, and in verse 14, it says that Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them and healed their sick. The way that the power of God flowed through Jesus was this compassion. Well, he felt love towards the people that he ministered to. You find in the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew where a man taken in leprosy who was unclean, and according to the Jewish law, nobody could touch him. Nobody could come in contact with him or they'd be contaminated and become unclean themselves. And this man lifted up his voice and cried unto Jesus from a distance and says, have mercy on me. If you will, you can heal me. And it says that Jesus said, I will. And he reached out and touched him. He was moved with compassion towards this man with leprosy and touched him. And as you study the scripture, you'll just find that compassion, this godly love, it's not just an emotion, but it's a compassion that flows out through us. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, he loved the people around him so much that he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is the very people who were crucifying him, and yet Jesus had compassion on them and said, Father, forgive them. We know that he didn't have goosebumps. It wasn't just a feeling. It wasn't just an emotion. It was a choice. But nonetheless, he felt it and he released it towards other people. Every one of you that are born again have God living on the inside of you. And according to the verse that we started with, God is love. And God wants to flow through you and reach other people. And to do that, God will release this compassion. You'll feel it flow out of you towards other people. And when you feel that compassion flow, you need to respond. You don't have to always do something special. It doesn't have to be, thus saith the Lord. Sometimes just go over, and if you have a feeling of compassion towards some person, just go over and put your arm around them and say, God loves you and so do I. I know that one time that this worked and I was on the receiving end, I was in a situation where I was about to be run out of a church and people had lied about me and one person had even threatened to kill me. And I was just feeling so discouraged, like, God, what's the use? Nobody appreciates what I'm trying to do. And I was really discouraged and I was fighting the devil over this. And a friend of mine called me long distance. And he just talked for a few minutes and then I said, well, what'd you call for? And he says, I just wanted to call and let you know that I love you. He said, I was praying and I just felt the love of God towards you. And he says, I appreciate you. And that's all he said. He didn't know anything about the situation that was going on in my life. But you know what? God used that. I knew that that was God loving me through that person. And it kept me in the ministry and it changed my life. So see, it doesn't have to be profound. It doesn't have to necessarily be some great word. But God is love. And whenever you discern that love flowing through you, that's a divine flow. That's the divine life of God. And when you sense that, you need to follow it up. Go do something. Say something. Be a blessing to some person. And God will put words in your mouth. God will use you and God will set people free as you are moved with compassion and minister to the people around you.